Zalewski injects, it's Gubbers again, and Gubbers delivers on cue! Australia equalises on the stroke of quarter time. It's a beautiful finish from Gubbers. Take two for the Kookaburras, and this time it's Gubbers again. Gubbers has a brace. He's having quite the Olympics. Five goals now for Blake Gubbers in Tokyo.
He is scoring for fun. Lloyd's Auctions replay there. Lloyd's Auctions, Australia's greatest auction house. Bid now at lloydsauctions.com.au. And from Tokyo, he's with me. Blake Gubbers, congratulations on your work so far. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
A good day on the pitch. 5-2 over the Olympic champions. You would have taken that when you woke up this morning.
Yeah, you'd sign that contract before you play, for sure. Any win's good, and scoring five goals is nice. We didn't play probably as well as what we would have wanted to, but still, the result was what we needed.
So 5-3 over Japan on day one, 5-2 over Argentina here. What's your sense of how you're growing into this tournament on a most promising start?
Look, there's a lot of video that goes into it, a lot of watching and analysis before, which is coming up trumps at the moment. So there's things that get thrown at us that we don't quite, we're not aware of. So it's how we adapt and then, have the answer for it.
Do you feel well settled? Nothing like a couple of wins in the bank at the start.
Yeah, definitely. Olympics is a very funny tournament. It's like no other, and everyone, throws a kitchen sink at it. So, I think we've entered everyone's haymakers so far. So we just need to keep alert and see what they're going to throw at us and, be able to adapt and go from there.
Is it a bit of a thrill scoring and scoring repeatedly at an Olympics?
Look, that's just my position and my role in the team, mate. So it's nothing too special. It's cliche as it can be, mate. It's doing my role.
We're enjoying your role, that's for sure. How have you found Tokyo, Blake, in the days that you've been there so far?
It's been pretty good. The Japanese have been very clean and everything's been very good. So I feel pretty safe in that regard. Mark's doing all the right things. I'm just here to stay diligent throughout the whole time. Like, we're here for a fairly long period, so it's just can't get complacent and, not hand sanitize every 30 seconds like we're doing at the moment, for example. So it's just staying on top of all that, mate. But as for the Olympics itself, they're putting on a great event, all things considered.
So is it fairly confined? Are you almost sort of limited to the village when you're not playing or training?
Yeah, mate, only the village and to the venue to and from, and pretty strict in that regard. So that's good, and testing every day for COVID. So, everything, all the procedures are in place. So, it's all pretty good at the moment, mate. Hopefully it doesn't, change, but things are going well.
Have you been able to watch much of Australia's participation so far, particularly at the pool where all the medals have been?
Yeah. We were pretty fortunate in our block, so we have a fair bit of, we have a coffee guy down here, so everyone grabs a coffee. We have a couple of big screens down in the main area, and, everyone gets around it. All sports mingling in, just seeing whenever Australia's on, we're cheering each other on, so it's good camaraderie in that regard. So it's a good feeling, good buzz, and everyone just wants to see, Australia do well in this building, so, it's great to be a part of it.
Is New South Wales home for you, Blake? Have you got sort of family and that in lockdown at the moment?
Yeah, so I'm in Wollongong, born in Wollongong, moved to Perth a few years ago, but everyone's still, all my family are spread out from Sydney all the way down to Albion Park, so they're on the eastern seaboard in lockdown, sick of it, but just like everyone else, but you got to do what you need to do, mate.
Does it give you that sense that what Australians are doing in Tokyo is just so important back home at the moment while we are in various stages of lockdown?
Oh, look, there's mixed messages and everyone has their own opinion. Everyone can think it's ridiculous and we're selfish of what we're doing. But at the end of the day, I think the world needs sport in this time of lockdown, and the Olympics is great. You just see all the response from everyone and gives a bit of hope for everyone in lockdown.
It's been every bit of that so far, I can tell you, from back home. So New Zealand next. What sort of a challenge do you expect from the Kiwis?
Because of the Trans-Tasman bubble, we've played them before we come to the Olympics six times in a row. We beat them all six. However, they learnt a lot about us. Hopefully, we learnt more than what they learnt about us. So hopefully we can, you know, keep... They're doing things different here to what we played them. So it's interesting to see. I think they're going to throw a few curveballs at us. So if we just play our game in our way... It's going to be pretty hard for them to keep up with it.
So you would have your vastly experienced across Champions Trophy and the Hockey World League and the like, the first Olympic experience. How have you enjoyed it? Is it everything that? Well, no, it's not everything you hoped it might be because these are bizarre circumstances. But what is your Olympic experience like so far?
Oh no, yeah, I went to Rio. We lost the quarter there, so that wasn't the most pleasant experience. Performance-wise. So far, this has been more enjoyable, even though that has had restrictions on just about everything we do. And in the food hall, is pretty grim. You're pretty much in a Perspex box when you eat. So all that kind of stuff is, you know, at least you feel safe doing it. So the experience is all the same. All the athletes are, you know, all up and about and, you know, just so happy to be here. So we're very fortunate.
Terrific, Blake. Great of you to take the call. The best of luck for what happens next.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.